Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find SportsGrid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Get on the grid. Welcome to Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and of course, we're throwing it down with our partner in crime, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. And I got to tell you, Cam, you and I have done shows under every circumstance known to mankind. I've done shows in parks. I've done shows in arenas. I've done shows in strip clubs. I've done shows in barns, golf courses. I mean, hell, you and I did a show once before in an ice cream parlor. All right? So... Yeah. In a deli. Remember, Cardell, what the hell are you guys doing in a deli anyway? Yeah, why are you in a deli? Why are you guys doing a show in a deli?
Yeah, here's like the machine. We're doing it in a soft serve shop. That's true, Gabe. We've known each other long enough. We did shows during SARS and now COVID-19. Nobody stops us, buddy. The show must go on.
Yeah, you know what? I guess I was going to say this is our first pandemic, but no, we've done pandemics before. Mm-hmm. So listen, it is what it is. Stay safe, Cam.
Yep, you too.
It's a crazy time. Everybody tuning in right now, stay safe. We're going to try to get you through this and do as much content as we can throughout this coronavirus situation. And unfortunately, it might go on for a little while. And, you know, Cam, I was thinking even, you know, the best case scenario we were thinking before basically was sports comes back in June, right? Then, all right, we'll sort of get a sense of normalcy back in June. To be honest with you, I think that's a little premature right now as we see. It's still going to peak, right? Like we're not into the eye of the storm yet with this thing. Doesn't mean the sports won't come back. And we do have a little bit of a timeline. As South Korea, Cam, as you know, was hit by coronavirus before we were. And the South Korean Basketball League is coming back this weekend. Thank God.
Awesome.
You better get up on this. For me, listen... I've already been betting on the South Korean League for years. I hope it's not rigged anymore. Because it used to be.
You're right, buddy. Some of these shady sports out there, it's crazy. They closed down a lot of the tracks for gambling, but the horses are still running. I'm watching as we, you know, Tampa Bay
Cam,
Downs.
From what I understand, mm-hmm. Northfield was up and running last night. Those guys won't close in a nuclear war. Like no. Northfield, they're like, nah, we're not closing.
Like, it's almost worth, Gabe, the trip to Ohio for me and you to go to Northfield because we get 7 hours of entertainment. They're running at one in the morning. They're like, hey, guys, don't worry. It's race 17. We got you covered. No, Northfield is a real bang for your buck. And, the tracks, I guess, are – I would have to believe. You got to think about this stuff other than crazy soccer leagues and the globe, and you talked about the South Korean basketball league, all the degenerates out there are picking up horse racing. So, yeah, it's probably a good thing for the sport.
There's only a couple of countries that are still open for business right now, guys. Russia is still open for business. Russia is doing their thing right now, yet we don't know for how much longer. Turkey is hanging on as well. Turkey had a couple of soccer games going on the other day. But South Korea's basketball league is going to be back in business. So we'll definitely be breaking that down. The old Seoul Thunder. Incheon. Listen, as you guys know, I had a problem, right? Yeah. So, you know, Cam Hormig, he's like, dude, you got to stop betting on South Korean basketball at 3 in the morning. And I think he's right about that. But now everybody's going to have to. But my point is, they shut down for about 6 weeks. It was a little more than a month for them. Now they're back, so it's sort of goes, but they combated it much better than we are right now, right? They actually attacked this stuff. We did not, on the other hand, which is unfortunate. But they don't have any fans. No fans are going to be allowed back. And I think that's the best case scenario for us as well, that we'll get some of these leagues back. Maybe I'm thinking July now, to be honest. But there won't be any fans allowed. Like, put it this way. There's no fans at the NBA playoffs. There's NBA playoffs. Cam, you can't, fight a virus and then suddenly say, just because the calendar changes, oh, it's okay now. We're going to put 22,000 people in a building together. It's gonna brew again. We're going to have no choice but to really sort of self-isolate for a while. But it doesn't mean that they can't play. They'll be able to play, but there's not going to be fans, Cam.
No, I agree with that. And I remember... it was hilarious, and you and I were doing the show, and hockey was talking about, the end of March, early April. It's like, whoa, guys. Like, I don't think you understand what's going on here. Maybe August type of thing, it'll go into the next season. You know what? These are things that are going to happen, Gabe, but we got content for the people. Lots of things are happening in the NFL. I can tell you one thing. That league has not slowed down. It's absolutely crazy in the free agent period, and I'll give you a lot of credit for one thing. We picked a couple winners, giving ourselves the Barry Horowitz on the back. But remember when Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay was 14-1 at one point, and then it went to -150? Hell, that's a line move. And you know what? You said it might have happened, and they offered him the kitchen sink, the house, the yard, everything, man. The guest house. It's kind of crazy stuff, Gabe, but imagine getting it at 14-1. And it's interesting. I was looking around too. Obviously, on my books, they've taken some NFL off, but Circa and Vegas, they had over-under wins totals. And before the Hopkins stuff, I was thinking, wow, I like Arizona over to begin with, and I would have taken the Patriots under. Those are two teams that I probably targeted. The minute this stuff comes back, click, 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 click.
Well, you're exactly right, Cam, and it's going to be interesting, especially we'll get into it. So you've got Tom Brady in Tampa, 14-1. We talked about it quite often, actually. About how it was a good fit. And some people roll their eyes at it. Nah, he's not going to Tampa. But if you really break it down, you've got Bruce Arians, who's a veteran coach, doesn't have a lot of time left either. If there's a guy that's only got a couple of years, Bruce Arians isn't concerned 5 years from now, right? Like he's older, he had a heart attack, he's got heart issues, he's a hothead. Like that's why he couldn't deal with Jameis Winston. It was almost like bad for his health type of situation. Like he can't, always been the thing with Bruce Arians, Cam. Going back, I remember in Arizona, who were his quarterbacks all the time, bro? Carson Palmer. Even when Carson Palmer went down.
Kurt Warner?
Drew Stanton. You know what I mean? Like, he rathers a guy that's actually been around. And that's why he left Arizona. Because they were like, listen, Carson's done. Stanton's no good. We need to draft a quarterback, Bruce. And he was basically like, I can't go through. I can't go. I'm not a rebuild type guy. Like, he knows who he is. I'm not a rebuild type guy. So they bring Tom Brady in here. They had $67 million under the cap to spend. Well, they have less than that because they just gave Brady some money. They're less than that now. But they're a talented football team. Remember last year, they didn't play a home game for 2 full months.
It's ridiculous.
All right? They didn't play a game for 2 months. And they still went 7-9. I like this Tampa team. Listen, Cam, you mentioned it. Circa put a win total up at 8.5 before this happened for Tampa, which goes to show they like the Bucs too. They can sort of see this coming. Yesterday, well, we should say earlier in the week when it broke, because nothing's live right now, guys, right? So we won't use times, but yeah. Basically, I went the second it broke, like 5 minutes after Brady to Tampa, I looked at the odds at FanDuel, and the Buccaneers were 26-1, and the Patriots were 17-1. Adjusted right now, Cam, as we speak, now that everyone knows it's official, because I beat people to the punch at 26-1. Now the Buccaneers are 18-1.
Ooh.
The Bucs are 18-1 to win the Super Bowl, and the Patriots are 20-1. Now, let's not forget, Cam, because, listen, there's a lot of stuff going on. Like, the world is, you know, the world's coming to an end type of stuff. Yeah. But, so it's easy to forget little things. But they added a playoff team, right, mm-hmm. this year in the NFL. Like, there's going to be a new format, guys. There's another wild card team this year, next year, coming up, the next football season. There's another wild card team, and there's going to be only one bye. So there's no two byes, not two teams get a bye anymore. That's going to make it interesting late in the season. But with an extra added playoff team, I'm going to be playing the prop, Cam. Will the Tampa Bay Buccaneers make the playoffs? Hell yeah. The Bucs are making the playoffs. What do you think?
I liked them before. I think their defense actually, the thing about Tampa Bay that people don't understand, their front four are killers. Big Samoan guys, you know, Tuivasa from Washington, Gabe, you know him. Like, that's the thing. Like, they're already a good run-stopping team. Their problem was, how do teams beat them? They beat them through the air. With Tom Brady, the only concern that I have is it's kind of the arm strength. Tampa Bay has a lot of guys that can stretch the field, but now with the weapons that they have, think about it. He still did great with just Julian Edelman and a bunch of, like, let's call it out for what it is, barely NFL talent caliber receivers right there. You got Perriman, Godwin, all sorts of things. Who's going to become the possession guy? Because that's going to help. Brady's going to need that safety blanket. And once they get going, man, if he can just get those balls to those speedsters, buddy, I like the improving secondary. They're young, and you said it. With Arians, he's got a two-year window, I'm thinking. It's now or never. Yeah. And I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before. I got to be honest with you, though. Jameis Winston, and I can't wait to find out where he's going, because whatever team takes him, I'm probably going wins over. I really believe he's going to improve big time, buddy. But, yeah, I can buy into Tampa Bay.
And he's going to have a chip on his shoulder. We'll get into Jameis Winston. Yeah. I'm surprised, too. I like him better than it seems like NFL GMs are liking him right now. But there's a lot of talk about, and the criticism was, and people doubted me when I brought up Brady to Tampa, because you just mentioned the wide receivers that they have. Perriman's a free agent. I don't think they're going to re-sign Perriman, Rashad Perriman.
Yeah.
But so Evans, Godwin, and O.J. Howard. You got to get O.J. Howard. And listen, you got Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard, Cam. Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez. Brady loves those tight ends. And they've always underutilized O.J. Howard on that team, man. Now they better get the freaking ball to Howard a bit more. They have two tight ends to use. But people have said, oh, Brady can't throw that bomb to Mike Evans and stuff. Brady can still throw the ball down the field. He's not in a wheelchair. Let's not over-exaggerate things. Yep. He didn't have anyone to throw the ball down to. Listen, he's not a great deep passer, and he's not throwing at 60 yards, but he can still throw 35, 40, you know, down the field. But, dude, all those guys are still good after the catch. Like, you know, now they're just going to do more slant type of stuff. They're going to add some of the New England plays into the mix. It'll be a solid offense. They'll be a good football team. The win total was 8.5. Only Circo, they were the only ones that had win totals up. But FanDuel does have the futures up right now. Listen, Super Bowl might be a little bit ambitious, but
yeah.
Tom Brady's going to have some success with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But you and I agreed. They would have had success anyways. And in fact, I think they, you know.
I'm going to say it, Gabe.
What do you think?
I know you're thinking it.
Winston?
I know you're thinking it.
Just brought him back.
I might get, I hope the people at Sports Grid don't fire me. I prefer Winston, like with a burr under his saddle, but he's not, he can't. The party's over. This guy, this organization.
He turned it over too much for them, man.
Yes, he did.
They just had enough. You know what I mean?
They did have enough. But you know what? Some other team's going to reap the reward. You talked about it. No boozing.
I like him.
Working out. The guy's doing like drills on the ground like a crab, running through tires. He is so pissed off at the way things are going. Imagine you were putting yourself in his situation. Oh, we'll give anything to Tom Brady. You were the quarterback for this team. But let's remember, you're right. The interceptions are a nightmare. Still led the league in passing yards. There's a lot to like about Jameis Winston. And
he's
an angry Jameis Winston. Yeah, exactly, man.
He's 25 years old.
He's only going to get better, in my opinion.
He
he's got the LASIK surgery. I think people are sleeping on him.
As Cam mentioned, guys, the thing with Jameis Winston, big partier in college, life is good. Life is easy. He's better than everybody. He's on a great program. Goes to the NFL. Year one, he was pretty good. He was. You know what's weird about Winston? He never really got much better until this year.
True.
But right away, he was sort of, he belonged in the NFL. But you can see, and if there's one thing me and Cam know, it's people's lifestyle. And I could tell all the time about Winston. I could tell this guy drinks a lot. People, how can you tell? The baggy eyes, Cam, his pudgy cheeks. He was pudgy. Yeah,
he was
always sort of tired. You can see him sweating a lot. Like, it, you know, I mean, it takes a boozer to nose a boozer. And you and we knew. Like, I was like, not only does he drink, he's an alcoholic.
He drinks
a lot. Let's just call it out for what it is. And you know what? He admitted it. After the Uber thing, Cam, remember like 2 years, a year and a half ago? He was so wasted. He said after, I don't even remember, man. And like, there was video footage of him. He sort of reached in, you know, he was a little, and he said, that's enough. You got, I've had it, like, I'm embarrassed now for real. And he did stop drinking. You can see he got better on the field. Then suddenly he's ripped a bit more. You can tell when people stop drinking, like his face became normal. You could tell his eyes weren't glossy anymore. Like everything was coming together for the guy. And now you see, Cam, you mentioned it, he's taken up to a new level where he's a workout guy now. He was never a workout guy.
Yeah.
Now he's lifting weights. He's doing things and stuff. And people are like, oh, he's had 5 years. He had his chance. He's 25. The guy's got experience. He's been there. He's been through stuff. I like him. And I tell you what, if I was the Chargers, I would sign him. I would sign him.
The Chargers should be calling him right now and say, let's get a deal done. Because I'll tell you something. So Rivers to the Colts, whatever, that's going to be a perfect fit for a guy who's going to end
his career
there.
You have an instant upgrade. You get Winston there.
Exactly. I think, you know what? I'm going to tell you something, Gabe. If Winston goes to the Chargers, I will bet them Super Bowl futures. I know everyone's going to talk Mahomes in Kansas City, whatever, but that was the problem. Every time the Chargers did something, Philip Rivers between the 20s was an absolute train wreck. Winston, hey, Philip Rivers turned over the ball. The difference is Winston throws a better ball. He's younger. He actually, the thing is, he made crazy mistakes. And other times, Philip Rivers was doing it all the time with that team. I'm telling you, whatever it is, their wins total over if he signs with the Bolts. I'd love it. And that's a perfect fit and a perfect situation for him.
He's running out of situations, though, right now. You know, it's
guys are signing everywhere.
Mariota went to the Raiders.
I like that.
Me too. He's another guy. He's another guy. They came in together. They're both not done yet. And people seem to, you know, you and I have been around a while, but people discount these quarterbacks right away. And how many people laughed and laughed and laughed last year, bro, when Ryan Tannehill signed with the Titans? Oh, that's funny. Oh, who cares? Oh, Tannehill, he sucks. Oh. Yeah, Tannehill just got $118 million. Tannehill just went 8-3 as a starter. People laugh at Nick Foles, man. The guy won a Super Bowl. I brought up Carson Palmer earlier. I remember, listen, Carson Palmer was, you know, not a superstar, star guy with the Bengals. Went to the Raiders. He wasn't that good with the Raiders. It was like, he looked like a journeyman. It was like, yeah, he's kind of coming to an end. Goes to Arizona, catches lightning in a bottle, bro. Goes 13-3, has a couple of great years under Bruce Arians. You know, we can go on and on, man, about quarterbacks getting a second wind after Cam, just being in the right place, the right, you know, the right situation. You know, going back a ways, this is a while ago, but my boy Jim Harbaugh. Remember Harbaugh with the Bears was whatever, but remember at the end of his career, he had that magical run with the Colts.
Oh, it was fantastic. I love that Colts team. Yeah, they went into Pittsburgh, won that playoff game.
He
went was into KC. Fantastic. And here's another thing. Here's another thing about the situation with Tannehill. The guy was a receiver in college. Everything from this point up is better, better, better. It took him so much longer. The fact that he's this good as a quarterback now just tells you what kind of athlete he is, Morenzi.
He's great. He's a stud.
He is a stud.
That's
that
why
guy.
The Titans were like, yeah, we could, because Brady probably would have went there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never know with Brady, but word was he actually did. Like, he was very interested in going to play for Vrabel. But Vrabel told him, I love you, Tom, but –
nah.
Tannehill's 30 years old. He just went 8-3. Our teammates love him. And you know what I mean? And it sounds crazy that the team would pick, you know, Tannehill over Brady, but here we are. It also sounds crazy that we'd all be in lockdown right now, too. Life comes at you fast, brah. What can I say? All right. So this is Game Time Decisions, coronavirus edition. But we're safe. You're safe. Let's keep everybody safe. Thank God for the NFL to give us something to distract ourselves from the craziness that's going on out there. Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Get on the grid. Sports Grid. This is Game Time Decisions. We're throwing it down. I am Morenci, of course, with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're talking NFL football. It's been quite a week in the National Football League. So to reset things here a little bit, Tom Brady, now a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers, 18-1 to win the Super Bowl. And one thing I'll say, Cam, about Brady, and I think Brady was interested in the Chargers as well. And you and I talked, we'll get to Winston's situation in a couple of minutes. But I think Brady was intrigued by Los Angeles. Yet, if you look at that division, you mentioned it. They have Mahomes there. It's the AFC. There's some pretty good football teams in the AFC. You look at the division that he goes to in the NFC South Camp. That is the division in a National Football League. It's the most up and down on a yearly basis. And in fact, look at the timeline. The Falcons were in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Now they're done. The Panthers were in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. They're in a rebuild mode.
Yep.
The New Orleans Saints have sort of been the consistent one.
But they never get over the hump.
They hit the wall all the time. I'm just saying, you can go from worst to first in that division easily, year by year. Like, Tampa could win that division next year.
I'm actually going to put a bet on Tampa Bay to win that division. The only other team that can beat them is the Saints. And you have to remember something. Drew Brees isn't getting any younger either, right? He signed that deal. He's losing some speed off his fastball there. I know they have Michael Thomas, but
they didn't bring anybody else in.
What are the Saints doing, right? You lose Bridgewater? It's fine. So it's Drew Brees. I'll tell you, there's enough good quality players on Tampa Bay to make me think that they can win that division, Gabe. We'll see what the numbers is, but you know what? I've always liked the Bucs with Winston, with Brady, with whatever, and we see that Nick Foles has gone to the Bears. I don't know what the hell that team is doing there, buddy, but like Nick Foles was good with the Eagles, and it was a magical run. Me and you, let's give ourselves the Barry Horowitz, buddy. What did we see on Game Time Decisions? We were adamant it was not going to work well in Jacksonville. It was a Philadelphia system. What did we learn? That Gardner Minshew doing, porno on the side, basically, hey, everybody, he basically became more popular than Foles. Foles is not the guy. He goes to the Bears. I don't think he's the answer for Chicago either. It was a good system. It was a good system that he worked with Philadelphia, but I don't know what the hell the Bears franchise is doing, man. I guess they just need somebody to battle Trubisky, but, Foles as a starter, I'm not convinced, buddy. What's your take on that situation?
I thought it's funny. So Nick Foles goes to the Chicago Bears for a fourth-round pick. How the hell do they get a fourth-round pick for him? That's what I want to know.
He makes a lot of money, too. I got to hand it to Foles. He's like the guy, it's just, he won a Super Bowl. You can't take anything away. But really, when you look at his career path from, Arizona to the NFL and, whatever, he's made a lot of money, Gabe, for really,
Cam? You know what Nick Foles is? He's a classic case of why it pays to be a religious man.
Exactly. Good call. It's like he's not helping get more bread.
Yeah, like he really is religious for real. Like when he retires, he wants to be like a minister. He goes, oh, I'm going to open my own church. Like he's really serious about it. And you look, like you said, he's blessed. He's an worse than average quarterback that's made like $140 million and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Does Ryan Fitzpatrick go to church? Because he's made a lot of money over his years too.
I thought though, you know what's interesting about Nick Foles? And I saw Dave Portnoy, the guy from Barstool. He's a big Boston guy, obviously. He was saying, you know, let's bring Nick Foles into the Patriots. You know, he beat us sort of, you know, and sort of that veteran quarterback. But, you know, is it crazy? You can't imagine Bill Belichick with Jameis Winston, bro. That's like a TV show, The Odd Couple.
I agree.
That'd be a great TV
show. That's a recipe for disaster.
Jameis Winston and Bill Belichick together. It'd be like, just Bill, like, Jameis, when, like, imagine them watching tape. He'd be like, Jameis, I don't understand, like, why you would throw it here when, like, he's covered. Like, he'd be like, look, he's wide open over here.
Then again, Gabe, then again, he dealt with Gronk, right? Gronk was always a thorn in his side, right? But the difference was Brady needed Gronk and the importance of the tight end in the Patriots system. But I don't know. Would reform Jameis?
I think, though, Cam, what about this? I don't think they can do Jameis because Jameis is a big contract and Jameis whatever. And then maybe Jameis overplays hand a little bit because Jameis put it out there. He wants 35, 40 mil. He ain't playing for cheap. So we'll see if it backfires. But would Cam Newton be a one-year deal, two-year deal with the Patriots? You think Belichick would say, you know what, I'll bring Cam Newton in? I can't see it.
I can't see it either. It's going to
be our boy Andy Dalton in the end. Everyone laughed at that, huh?
I know.
It's going to be Dalton.
The red rifle. He's going to save the Patriots. I don't know. But it's so funny. Like, I kind of look, you know, you look at these quarterbacks and stuff. Like, I look at Cam Newton like our horse conflict diamond. Once he got hurt, he's not the same guy anymore. He was winning that race by 9 lengths. He was unstoppable. He was Superman. Now I look at Cam Newton as a guy that is a free, and Gabe, no, I don't blame him. But you're saying this, when you don't, and you brought this up a long time ago, you're not going to dive on that damn ball in the Super Bowl. After that, it's like, okay, so the injuries on top of that, he's taken so many hits. He's a guy, I hate to say it, like, I think he's done. Like, I wouldn't even want him on my team for what he was. It's just one of those things, I don't like the, I don't think.
You know what the problem with Cam Newton is? And I like him, he's a good guy.
I think so too.
He got screwed over. They should have done this earlier too. They played him there.
They beat him up hard.
I think Cam Newton's going to end up with the Redskins. Rivera's there. They have Haskins.
Makes sense.
Sort of come in here, teach Haskins. They don't think Haskins is ready. That's sort of a good fit. But the problem, and you called it too, the thing, and I love Cam Newton, but the thing with Cam Newton is he's not mobile anymore. He can't run the fear. Cam Newton, when his MVP mode, the problem was, holy crap, he's 6'5", nearly 6'6", he's 248 pounds of muscle, and he's running at me. He was bigger than linebackers. And he was never fearful. Cam didn't run out of bounds, man. He'd run people over. People didn't want to deal with him. Like, even linebackers were like, oh, God, we got to deal with this guy.
Yeah,
and Cam Newton knew it. But his knees took a beating along the way. So he can't really take that punishment. He's older now. He can't scramble like this. Number two, he's had shoulder surgery and arm problems. He's lost arm strength. Number three, he was never accurate.
Exactly.
So even in his best of times,
he
used to just zing it like 10 feet high and guys would have to like really get crazy to catch it, right? He's a cannon, but he's never been very accurate. So you're not accurate, you've lost your arm strength, and you can't scramble anymore. It's a bad combination.
Yes, it's a horrible combination. No, and that's the thing. He played the game like a linebacker for many years, but...
You know who he reminds me of, Cam? Eric Lindros. You know what I mean? Is that a good comparison?
Yes.
He crashed around. He banged. He was damn good. But it's like, bro, it's done. You can't play anymore.
That's like a very good comparison. Like, Lindros did it for when they were the Legion of Doom. You're right. Like, when you played the Flyers with him, Renberg, they murdered guys. LeClaire, they were huge men. And then they just buried over you, right? Like,
but everybody said at the time, you can't play this style forever. No. Like, you can't, like, You know what I mean? It was just, it was too much. And then look, he got flatlined by Stevens.
Stevens and party's over. Yeah, no, it's what happens when you're a big guy like that. You could dominate for a while, but when a big man loses his speed, and that's the thing. Cam Newton, if he was still had the foot speed, I would take a chance on him, Gabe, but you're right. He can't run the way he did.
Dude, it's a good point. Yeah. So it slows him, all the tendons in his knees, everything. Like
everything's heavier on him. When you're a big man, it's harder to do things.
But he's been off for a little while. I'd like to see him throw a football now. I'd like to say, all right, Cam, throw it 30 yards. And then say, all right, throw it 40 yards. Throw it 50 yards. I want to see him in increments. And the thing is, it will, man, look at all the interceptions before he got hurt, bro. I remember there was that game, man. It was like, their guys are wide open in Pittsburgh in the end zone. He's like underthrowing it. Like, he lost his arm strength. He's like a fastball pitcher that can't throw fastballs, and he doesn't have any other stuff, really.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. The thing is, Gabe, you're right. How is the layoff going to affect him? Can he gain that stuff back? But his injuries are severe, right? And this is when you know there's a problem. That Lisfranc, whatever injury, I'm not a doctor, basically foot thing, it was supposed to be, or it just got worse. Like, they didn't bring him back. He's like, I'm not going to play. Like, the thing was, it was supposed to be a window of time where he was going to play. He wasn't even close to playing again. So that tells you, even with the time off, I'm not sure if he could play in the league again. He'll get murdered.
Well, you and I are both big fans of Teddy Bridgewater. And Teddy Bridgewater goes to Carolina. Nice fit with Matt Rhule. I don't like how they handled it. I'll tell you what, this new owner of the Panthers, I guarantee you, bro, he's like Daniel Snyder. He's the new Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
He's a meddlesome guy.
Yeah.
He's a meddlesome guy. He's rich. He thinks he knows everything. It's you're going to see. But listen, I don't have a problem with them getting rid of Cam Newton. You're bringing in a new coach. Luke Kuechly retired. Greg Olsen's gone. Like, it's almost awkward if Cam would have been there. You know what I mean? Like, he would have been the one. They got rid of Eric Reed. Like, it's pretty clear the message that they were sending. And I don't have a problem with it. My problem is, you should have told Cam Newton this like a month ago. So basically, Cam Newton could have told other teams, hey, listen, I'm going to be available. Like, there's not a lot of spots left now. Like, they played him over. And plus, he's damaged good. So he's in a weird spot. But it's a cold world. The NFL is a cold world. And, you know, the real world's a cold world. We all get it. So, but you look at the Carolina Panthers now, bringing in Teddy Bridgewater, I like it. I mean, he's a reliable guy. He's solid. So you've got Bridgewater. You got McCaffrey. You've got some nice young wide receivers there, Cam. There's something to build on with the Carolina Panthers. But one thing with Matt Rhule, and we've seen a common pattern with this with Matt Rhule, is that it usually takes them 3 years, Cam.
That's a long time in the NFL, Gabe.
I know.
Not college anymore.
I know. But if you notice, right, that's the deal. And his second year, he gets better. And then that third year, it's like, oh, okay, now he's 11-1 in college or whatever. 3 years, people are going to start being whatever, bro. He has 2 years. He has this year and the following year. To me, Carolina, I don't think they're terrible. Their win total was low. There wasn't a lot of respect for them, Cam, at 5.5 for the Panthers this year.
No, it's low. Too low. Here's the thing, though. It's funny. Everyone's like, oh, okay. So Carolina now, they're going to tank to try to get Lawrence from Clemson. It's like, okay. So why don't you tell that to the head coach? This guy's just new there. Well, yeah, okay. We're going to lose games on purpose to try to get a quarterback from Clemson, from the Carolina area, to be the next quarterback. You know what? They just might be that bad. They'll do it themselves because they could try and still lose games. It's what you talk about with the media. It's like the stories that they come up with are absolute trash. Stuff comes out of the blue. Carolina, though, they're a bad football team. Without McCaffrey, sure, he's a fantasy guy, Gabe, but there's so many parts of that team. They're older. They're bad. They're fade material.
They are the worst team in the division.
Yes. I think they're going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. And no offense to Teddy Bridgewater. You know, you do it on the Saints, but now the weapons that you have, you got him and McCaffrey. They got some good receivers there, but I just look at this team defensively, aging. There's nothing to me that I look at Carolina and say, nah, not for me, not the Panthers. I think it's going to be a lot of growing pains for Rhule, big time.
All right, so FanDuel has some odds up. Cam Newton, which team will he be playing for next year? Washington Redskins, +125. They're the favorites. So look, Ron Rivera, former Carolina Panthers coach, is there now. New England Patriots, plus 170, Cam.
So they believe.
Yeah, and the odds makers are usually pretty good with this stuff, right? They I know it's because, listen, they're out of teams and the Patriots need a quarterback, but still, plus 170. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be shocked, bro, if Cam Newton's a New England Patriots quarterback.
It's actually interesting. A beat up Cam Newton, you know, you look at Tom Brady, he can't move. Cam Newton's been beat up. He can't move. If you got a good offensive line, he can stay in the pocket, do some things. It actually makes a lot of sense. Out of all the teams there, Gabe, those are the only two teams I can see him going to.
Doesn't Dalton, though? Dalton's a better fit there. In my opinion, Dalton's a better fit. Dalton,
yes. Yes, he is.
I think Dalton's going to be the guy, but they don't have odds up for Dalton. So they have the Redskins plus 125. Patriots are plus 170. Miami Dolphins plus 250.
No.
Jacksonville Jaguars 9-1. No.
No.
Raiders 10-1. I've always bought into the Raiders. What's the deal with Derek Carr?
Well, Derek Carr, you bring in Mariota there. I don't know what the plan is, right? Mariota, I don't know what the Raiders. It's interesting. Then they picked up like three old Dallas Cowboys too.
They're hard to predict, like the Raiders. Sure, what their mindset is.
Yes.
Are they about to cut Carr? Like once they the cap, whatever, they could be playing games, you know what I mean? Because that's the thing, guys. Not everything is set yet, right? It was an explosion out of the gate here. Normally, there's trades like around the draft, and even in the summer, guys get cut and all this. It was just sort of accelerated this year kind of quickly. I mean, they didn't, Cam, I don't think they brought Marcus Mariota to Vegas to be a backup. I think they want him to play over Carr. I don't think they like Carr. I don't think Gruden likes Carr.
Carr, the thing is, but where, what team does Carr, bring over the edge or help that much? Is he what out of the teams left, the Chargers won't go, hey, Carr, you're our new guy. That's out of the question. Like, that's not happening. I don't even know. Would you bring Carr to New England?
I was thinking that.
That actually makes a little bit of sense, too. That's the only
Would you rather have Carr or Dalton?
In New England's offense, I'd rather have Dalton. Crazy as that sounds.
Dalton would be perfect with Bill Belichick.
I agree.
Belichick would just tell him, throw here, do this, don't think.
Exactly.
Slant. Everything's a slant. He can't throw an interception on a slant. He'll find a way.
He can't. But I don't know. It's amazing how Derek Carr's stock has fallen. But, what other team, puts him over the edge? None of them do.
I can see Carr in a Patriot uniform, though. I can picture it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He can, it's not going to be Jared Stidham. They're not, Bill Belichick's 70 years old. He can't think that Jared Stidham's his guy. Hey, we'll get into the Buffalo Bills.
Hey!
As a Bills fan, I hope he thinks Stidham is the guy. That's what I hope.
Me too. Starting quarterback New England, Stidham, yeah! The best is only in Buffalo. There's crisis in the world. It's and the Patriots don't have Tom Brady!
Yeah. You see that? That was the mayor.
Oh, yeah,
the mayor of Buffalo is I want the seniors to stay in. I want everyone in the town to be nice. We have an emergency, but he goes on the plus side. Tom Brady's gone.
Yay!
People start clapping. City council.
Yeah, you can gain some voters with that line.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. Game time decisions on remote continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. Get on the grid. I am Dave Lorenzi. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're talking NFL football. There's some other stuff I want to get into. Like, you know, everyone's stuck inside right now. There's no sport. And so people are coming up with different arguments, debates, having fun, different things. And I saw someone put together a bracket, Cam, of old school sitcom theme songs.
Ooh, theme songs.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I wouldn't mind. Maybe we'll check into that in a couple of minutes. But we have to talk about Bill O'Brien and his stupidity.
Yep.
And so it's unbelievable. As everyone knows, DeAndre Hopkins gets traded to the Arizona Cardinals for David Johnson and a second round pick.
Unreal.
So didn't even get a first round pick.
No, pathetic.
Somehow the Vikings got like 6 picks from the Bills or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, I know. Like, what is this guy doing? You said a game like, we never like Bill O'Brien's been always one of those guys like never takes a chance. And when he does, it never feels the right time. You know, the gambler at the blackjack
table. Yeah,
he's
time
not really going on it. He doesn't want to do it, but he's like, oh, I didn't do it before. 4th and inches, don't get it. Like everything he does, it's never a natural reaction. He's like, you guys got the key to the city. And like, hey, somebody in Houston in the secondary role needs to step up and say, Bill, you can't be running this franchise anymore. What you did, you basically put us into the ground now. If I'm Deshaun Watson and other guys on that team like Will Fuller, what the hell is this guy doing, Morenci? I think it's nuts. As for David Johnson, he's going to be hurt again probably, but I love what Arizona's doing. Even before all this stuff happened, I have my little things like wins over Arizona. Like, I know that division. Seattle's in there. They were good before. I still believe, like, you know, you got Kenyon Drake. He was good, actually, in that system. Kyler Murray, another year under his belt. Now you throw DeAndre Hopkins in there. That team has an infusion of positivity. Cliff Kingsbury is going to get even better. I'm telling you, watch out for the Cardinals. Cheap, cheap. It might happen earlier than later, buddy. I love their wins over. Wish I could bet it.
I like the Arizona Cardinals a lot. If you look at the Arizona Cardinals last year, too, it was funny. Earlier in the year, everyone, Kingsbury can't coach defense. What's he doing? All that stuff.
I questioned it.
And yeah, me too. But the thing is, I caught on early, Cam, in training camp even. They were like, nah, he's not a cocky kid. He's got veteran coaches. He listens to people. He listens to players. He basically, like, he respects people. You know what someone said I read about Kingsbury? Some defensive guy said, they said, you know what about Cliff is cool? They said, he knows what he doesn't know. He's not one of these guys that thinks he knows everything. He basically said, all right, what should we do here on defense about this, right? Like, he was very, like, open with the coaching staff and stuff.
Good.
And they like him. But if you look at Arizona, it was funny, Cam. Earlier in the year, their offense sucked and their defense was good.
I know.
Remember, like, they went to Baltimore? They lost 13-6. They hung around. Their offense used to move the ball early in the year between the 20s and then settle for field goals because they were a spread offense. They didn't have anyone tall to throw it to. Now they have Hopkins. So, and Murray struggled a little bit early. He was good, but he struggled a little bit just figuring things out. Then suddenly, he figured it out. But if you notice, Arizona were a covering machine last year, actually.
They sure
had the 4th best record ATS in the NFL. 9-5-2 against the spread. Very impressive, which goes to show they were battling. They were in football games. They were talent challenged. And they battled and with a rookie coach that was 33 years old that everyone laughed at, with a little short quarterback that everyone laughed at. Now they bring in DeAndre Hopkins. They're more experienced. There's a lot to like about Arizona moving forward. And I tell you, Cam, as the offense started to click a little bit, you can see that Murray started to get it, but they didn't really have any weapons to work with. And then in the last couple of weeks of the season, they got tired. They hit a wall. They were injured.
Like a college team.
They hit a wall a little bit. But bringing in Hopkins, I like what they're doing. Now, as far as Hopkins in Houston, this goes back. And so the old owner, he passed away, McNair. He was the owner. He was the one years ago that said, we can't let the inmates run the prison.
Yeah, great.
Instead of saying the patients run the asylum.
Yeah, exactly.
He said the inmates run the prison.
Yeah.
And basically, a lot of players are pretty offended. He had to apologize. But it wasn't the first sort of semi-racist thing that guy had said over the years. Okay?
So DeAndre Hopkins basically called him out on it. And, like, he was the one that was most upset. Remember, like, they weren't going to play even? They were like, you know what? I'm not going to show up.
Like, there was a story like, we don't want to play right now for this guy because he pisses us off.
Exactly. Yes. Why are we even playing for this guy type of thing? Yep. Hopkins was at the forefront of that. Hopkins was also at the forefront of bitching about Kaepernick often, that they never signed Kaepernick. And they used to roll in some pretty bad quarterbacks there over the years. Like, you name every stiff quarterback in the league's played for Bill O'Brien. And it's, oh, never Kaepernick's a good fit, blah, 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 blah.
Let's go through. They have Tom Savage.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Ravin Savage.
DJ Yates, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, train wreck.
Let's not forget. Like, also, you go to Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien gave $70 million to Brock Osweiler.
Oh, yeah. Another point. Man.
And remember, Bill O'Brien's supposed to be a quarterback guy, and you gave all that money to Osweiler.
It's funny. All these quarterback guys, it's the opposite. John Elway, too. It's kind of like, what are these? All these guys, quarterback guy? You're the opposite of a quarterback guy. But continue, Gabe. You're right. This organization got problems.
There was a lot of frustration. Never mind the fact that Bill O'Brien's a bad coach. And you can see, man, like Hopkins would throw his helmet sometimes. He was cool. And Hopkins is so good. He was like the best wide receiver and put up big numbers with terrible quarterbacks.
Yep.
And he never bitched publicly or anything. So Michael Irvin says that Hopkins told him, and I'm quoting Michael Irvin here. Hopkins told me it was a bit of a power struggle there because Bill O'Brien thought he had too much influence over the locker room. He called DeAndre into a meeting to talk about this. In that meeting, he started the meeting with telling DeAndre Hopkins this, and it blew my mind when Hopkins told me this. He said, they told DeAndre, hey, the last time I had to have a meeting like this, it was with Aaron Hernandez. I was like, he put Aaron Hernandez and you in the same thing in the meeting? He said, yes, he did. He called me Aaron Hernandez. Michael, it blew my mind that he would even mention Aaron Hernandez's name to me. I've never been in trouble in my life. I don't even know why he equated me with Aaron Hernandez. And from there, the meeting deteriorated. He got into talking about DeAndre Hopkins because DeAndre Hopkins has a few kids with different women. He told DeAndre that he doesn't like that and that his baby, that he doesn't like having his baby mamas around the stadium. And from there, I think the relationship went bad. Yeah, no kidding. It went bad. From there, it went bad.
it went great. Bill O'Brien's a moron. You're alienating the best player on your team, arguably. And it tells you how much they hate each other. Watson went to Clemson. And Hopkins went to Clemson. Like, you're getting rid of these two. Like, it had to be Gabe basically, F you, see you later, we're done, get me out of this town.
If I was Deshaun, I wouldn't want to play for this guy anymore.
No. I wouldn't.
And you mentioned it. So he's the general manager. So let's put this in context, too. So McNair, before he died, called Bill O'Brien into the office like 2 years ago, Cap, 2.5 years ago, and said, for all the talent that we have, we can't be 9-7 all the time. And he said, you've been here a while, and every year we're 9-7. So, and it was like the owner, the owner's kid, and like the GM at the time there. Except the GM got fired, okay? Yep. The GM got fired in some weird deal with the Patriots. He went to a wedding, and they were like, I don't know, it was Tampa or whatever. The GM got fired. The owner died. The old man died.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien's the last one left standing.
Well, that's the thing. Who said if Bob McNair dies, Bill O'Brien gets the keys of the castle? Was it in his will? Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, you can't tell me in a company even, you need somebody who
they
watches the
to
watch.
Fire
the
him and the guy dies. Like, if McNair knew right now that Bill O'Brien was running the team, he's spinning in his grave.
Oh, of course he is.
He wanted this guy fired. And now O'Brien's trading the best players. Like, and so the thing is, so guys, like, I don't even know who owns the Texans anymore. The family does, whatever. So I don't know. Like, there's not actually like a meddlesome sum, because if there was, O'Brien would be fired. Yep. So I don't know who it is, like, whatever, the family trust, whoever owns this team. Basically, O'Brien's there. And then they told O'Brien last year, Cam, to lead the search for a GM. He's searching for his own boss.
Yeah,
and then he came back this year, Ken, and said, I couldn't find anybody.
Yep.
And they were like, all right, you do it.
Yeah. Okay. You're absolutely right. Like, Bill O'Brien.
Like, it doesn't make, like,
I don't know. Does he know where the bodies are buried? Like, what's he know? Like, what's going on here? He wasn't even that successful. Like, he was bad before. I'm telling you one thing, Gabe, and we just take this in gambling terms. Houston Texans wins under. They're going nowhere next year, that team.
Like, what did Bill O'Brien ever really do? Like, you know, like, the best job he ever did was at Penn State. He was the first coach after the Sandusky stuff. Yeah. And even then, he went 6-6. Whatever. You know, whatever the hell it was.
Better. He might be a jerk, but he's way better than Bill O'Brien. Way better. They're not even in the same league. That's it. Now, Bill O'Brien has been, when I think of mediocrity, that's somebody that you'd put there. And I'll tell you something. When the NFL draft, which is still going on, like, what's Houston going to do in the draft?
This guy
running the show, I'd be scared. Like, this franchise is going nowhere.
I'm thinking, though, and this is the only thing. We have to wait it out because NFL isn't over yet, man. Like, there's a lot of scenarios out here.
True.
And Odell Beckham's not happy in Cleveland. Everyone knows he's not happy in Cleveland. He wants out. Houston have the money now. There's no way in hell Houston can't replace DeAndre Hopkins with another star receiver.
I'm going to tell you, with Bill O'Brien and what he said to Hopkins.
I know. That's the thing.
You're going to want to deal with that type of stuff. Hey, so the first meeting. We know, Odell, you've been nothing but a problem with New York, and you never shut up, and you wear a $2,000 watch. Do you want to be a Texan? Like, he'll just click, shut. Like, that's the thing.
You know what, Cam? Bill O'Brien needs to be fired now. Like, he can't handle this draft on his own. Like, he needs to be replaced.
He's hurting the franchise in major ways, man.
Not to mention, he was the coach that just blew a 24-0 lead and couldn't even cover our teaser.
Yeah. Don't think Houston's successful, but when Buffalo was winning that game, as you know, too. Like, this franchise, when I look at them, it's just like, I'll never bet on Houston. They are who they are. They're always supposed to be better. They always underachieve, and they're going to get worse and worse, buddy. I'm telling you.
Yeah. They kiss J.J. Watt's ass, and he can't even play anymore.
No, it's ridiculous. What's he getting more money?
They're going to see. They're going to make J.J. Watt. They're going to give him like a 10-year contract extension, even though he's done. They're like, he's a good guy. He gave some money on GoFundMe once.
Yeah,
like,
great guy. That's all I hear is this guy. Oh, he gave money. Another big story. He gave money. There's lots of people giving money that you don't hear about. Why is he always at the top of the list? But anyway, I digress. That's for another show. It's like this guy who gets treated like God or something. You don't think other athletes are giving money who have a hell of a lot less? Crazy. So
let me ask you, Cam, not to depress you, but you know, you could see a lot of cancellations coming, but I think a lot of you golf guys sort of held out hope. It's outside. No one's around. It's fine.
Because they said they were coming back MCI Heritage, and I got excited, right? The old tartan tournament. It's a lot of fun. Then I see they're closing four more. Gabe, you know what the problem is, too? The next major in San Francisco, Harding Park, one of the hardest hit areas in the United States. Exactly. California is getting ravaged. We talked to Whale Capper about it. Golf might as well be,
they pushed the Ryder Cup back already. Everything's pushed back.
Everything's going back. Yeah, the Masters, like, what are you going to play it in September?
Yeah,
like,
the Kentucky Derby, September.
Yeah, I know.
September the 5th.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing.
That's the first Saturday of college football, actually.
Here's the thing. If I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I could tell you something. The first week of September could be a lot of fun if things can just go, like, I don't know if it's going to happen that time, but think about it. College football, NFL, Kentucky Derby, it'll be like the new April, Gabe. Think about it.
Now, the Meadowlands hung on for as long as they could before the governor shut them down. Governor Phil Murphy shut down all racetracks and casinos in the state of New Jersey. People were asking me, where do you think Felix the Cat? Where's Callaway right now? What's Lindsay doing? What's up with the pigeon? And you know what I told these guys? I told these guys, because people are like, what are they doing? And you can attest to this. That's why I want to bring it up to you. We only got about 2.5-3 minutes, but it's true, Kev. I said, you know, guys, I told the guys asking me, I said, you guys might think, I said, the way that they look, that they're not technological and stuff. I said, you never seen these guys around a machine? And I told them, all those guys have the horse racing network. They all know how to place bets on their phone. They might be old and appear to be clueless, but if there's one thing they know how to do, Cam, trust me, the pigeon knows how to get a horse bet in.
I'll tell you, yeah, think about it. They're like, they're at these bars where there's only like one or two people, a dingy bar with their HPI app betting every track. That's my,
you're right. Felix the Cat, our boy Callaway right now, you know, he's out. He's having a coffee, not talking to someone. Yep. He's probably looking at his phone, looking at Northfield, the line,
race,
or that, whatever.
Race 7, Mahoning Valley. Yeah. Yeah, I miss those guys already. It's been a short time, man. Capper's Corner was the biggest hit ever. Like, I'll tell you, Disco Dan, too, just his voice, everything. Like, that guy is so hilarious. Like, I don't know where you find these guys. They're the best.
Disco Dan. I laid it down on the Dodgers. The Dodgers.
His voice is so...
I put the $5 on the Philadelphia Flyers. You know what?
Flyers.
That parlay hit, hey, that he had, the New York... He never loses. Every time he's come on the show, he's won.
Oh, Disco Dan's a winner. There's no
effect. People laugh at these guys in our chat. Yeah, Disco Dan knows more about sports than you do.
He's hot. He's come on the show. He hits everything. Parlays. Yeah, I don't know how these guys do it. Let's hope we'll see them soon, Gabe. I miss them already, buddy.
Yeah, I don't, man. I don't know, Cam. I think it's going to be a couple of months. It's going to be a couple of months, buddy.
It will. We got shows to talk about. The last domino hasn't even fallen. I can't wait to find out who's going to be the Chargers quarterback. Very interesting.
Yeah. All right. We've got South Korean Basketball League tipping off this weekend. That's going to be pretty cool. The quality of basketball isn't bad either, guys. All right. It's pretty decent basketball. Each team has like an American or two on the roster. I know which teams were good and what weren't. I'm going to start doing some research in this to get ready. We have Russian hockey going on too, Cam. So keep your head up for that. We'll get some people some picks, some weekend picks as we move forward this week. But thank you for everybody's patience to tune in to Sports Grid. God bless you all. Stay safe. Take this seriously. Wash your hands. Stay social distancing and all that type of stuff. The longer, if we don't do it, the longer we don't have sports.
Exactly.
So take care of yourself and tell people to do the same. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.